Hello, this is DJ Frederick, and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. Now, if you're new to the Radio Thrift Shop, here's a quick primer. The Thrift Shop's been on the airwaves since 2011. This show has changed and evolved over time. It always was and always will be a DIY homegrown production. Now, as a Radio Thrift Shop program 600, I'm going to be taking an extended break to work on other projects. Radio Thrift Shop is all about music and discovery. There's no agenda, no genre, just freeform music that I enjoy sharing with you. If you love crate digging and seldom heard sounds, this show may be for you. I'm grateful for each and every listener. Thanks for coming on board and welcome to the Thrift Shop.
Needing you,
may not seem to be.
I'm needing you.
Your heart.
So look into my eyes.
I'm needing you.
We'll be right back.
beautiful set of thrift shoppian delights right there. That was Tapestry Garden with a cover of Melanie's Lay Down Candles in the Rain. Before that, some obscure private psychedelic prog music, the band Future's Children with Painted Desert, and we started off with Caravan and Love Song with Flute. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and around the world online at classicalwscs.org. I've been here at WSCS since 1999, so yep, we're going to party like it's 1999. Or not.
Elijah was a wooden Indian standing by the door. He fell in love with an Indian maid over in the antique store.
Hank Williams was well known for his heartbreak songs, but this one's just a bit different. You're on The Soundbeat.
So she could never answer yes or no.
Kalijah was originally written as a more serious song about two Native American lovers. But collaborating songwriter Fred Rose convinced Williams to rewrite, telling instead the story of two wooden cigar store Indians. Some claim it was a nod to a Native American settlement. Others claim it was a more blatant nod to an actual wooden statue. What we know is this. In August 1952, Hank stayed at a cabin at Lake Martin in Alabama, where he wrote this song and Your Cheatin' Heart. Both were released by MGM in early 1953 and spent a combined 20 weeks on top of the country charts. This episode was written by Emily Procopio, part of the Soundbeat Class Partnership. Learn more at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Libraries. I'm Brett Barry.
You've ventured into the Radio Thrift Shop, where there's always something spinning on the turntable.
Far away from me, my love, but just as sure as there are stars above, I know, baby, someday we'll be together. Someday we'll be together.
Love was yours right from the start. You possessed my soul and you own my heart. I know, darling,
someday we'll be together. Someday we'll be together.
All I do is cry, and I just want.
we'll be together. Just as the moon is gonna rise, someday we'll be together. As long as stars are in the sky, someday we'll be together. Just as long as you're mine, someday we'll be together. I will love you all the time. Someday we'll be
from 1961, The Shadows with Kon-Tiki. And before that, Johnny and Jackie, also from 1961, when I was a wee lad of 1 year old, 2 years old, somewhere around there. Someday we'll be together. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM and classical WSCS.org. We're digging in the crates for Thrift Shop Delights. Thank you.
treetops, whispering so soft and low. And my heart keeps on asking, where did my lover go? Black night, black night,
black night,
black night, so lonely and blue.
Black night, black night.
Wow, where did that song come from? Cheryl Thompson, from a compilation, You're Not From Around Here. That was Black Night. And before that, amazing keyboardist Monty Alexander with Let's Stay Together. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop.
This is Bird Note. What are these strange clicking sounds? Is this a secret message in Morse code? They're the calls of a male buff-breasted sandpiper courting a female on their breeding grounds far north of the Arctic Circle. He raises his wings, flashing their silvery white undersides as he sings his clicking serenade. A bit smaller than a robin, the buff-breasted sandpiper is strikingly handsome, rich, tawny brown overall, with dark markings on the back and the light-colored breast for which it's named. And it's a shapely bird. Fine. Delicate, almost. It'll spend much of the year on grasslands in Argentina, migrating to the Arctic in late spring for breeding, then heading south again in late summer or early fall. In the lower 48, September's a good time to look for this long-distance traveler. During migration, they show a distinct preference for grassy expanses such as pastures and rice fields. Buff-breasted sandpipers are one of our scarcest shorebirds, and they face threats from pesticides and the loss of habitat. Joint conservation among the U.S., Canada, and Argentina under the Migratory Species Convention could greatly benefit this bird. But even small actions, like supporting growers of organic rice, can help secure the future of a threatened species like the buff-breasted sandpiper. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
This is DJ Frederick. You're at the Radio Thrift Shop. We're crate digging on whatever frequency you're on.
Uh-huh.
tell, we're a little bit off in the weeds with that set. That was John Tartaglia with, of course, Light My Fire. Before that, Mr. Polka Party himself, Gary Stradinsky, who's been broadcasting on WUNH since the 1980s. That was his band, The Serfs, recorded live, I think, in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And we started off with a really odd version of A Nature Boy by Syl Austin. All right, I'm DJ Frederick. We have a few more minutes to dig into the crates, so let's drop the needle. Thank you. Brilliant Cal Chater and Carmen McRae with Stevie Wonder's Don't You Worry About a Thing. Before that, a cover of Steely Dan's Do It Again, and that was Herbie Mann. And we started off with King Richard's Flugel Nights and A Sign of the Times. Well, the old clock on the wall says it's time to wrap it up for this hour of the Radio Thrift Shop. I want to say thank you for coming with me on this musical journey. We're counting up to program 600 when we're going on hiatus, break, taking it easy, slacking, working on lots of other radio and writing projects and just life in general. So remember, be gentle to yourself, be gentle of spirit, be gentle on your mind. Oh yeah, that's another show. Thank you.
Thank you.